Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Pei Gimel, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Beis Omid Beis Omalei Abayler of Yosef. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Miriam Yehudis Bas Zisel. Today's daf is also being learned Leilu Nishmas Maros Pesa Bas Reb Yisrael. That's Mrs. Jenny Miller Fagan, whose yard site is today. By now, I'm sure everyone is aware of who she was. She's a woman that lived in the United States of America in the early 1900s and was supporting yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs all over the world. And it's not a guzma to say that Omalehi, were it not for her, on some level, Nishtakha Torah Yisrael, she did so much to make sure that Torah would be perpetuated during a very critical time in Jewish history. Shout out to Dovi Safir for bringing her back to life, and may today's learning be a schus and an aliyah for her neshama. So, we're still discussing the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph that discuss somebody that buys two trees in his friend's field versus somebody that buys three trees in his friend's field. Mishnah said, if somebody buys two trees in his friend's field, Hareza loy kona karka, Rameir Eimer kona karka. If somebody buys three trees in his friend's field, then there's no machloikis, everybody agrees, kona karka. The Gemara discussed what is the definition of karka, that the one that purchased three trees is going to acquire, meaning he's not going to get all the karka in his friend's field. Obviously, there's a limit to how much karka it is. So the question that the Gemara posed on the bottom of Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph was, V'kamo, how much karka do you get? And the Gemara said, Amr Abchir Barab, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hareza Kana Tachtein. Number one, the Lekeach, the one that's purchasing these trees, gets all the karka that's underneath the trees, Ubeineyem, and gets the karka that's in between the trees, V'chutzalehen, Kimlei Vasali. And he also gets a little bit of land on the outside of the trees. How little? Big enough or little enough for someone that's picking the fruit off the tree to be able to walk and to stand and have a place to put his basket. Meaning there's a practical, minimal shear that this person is going to get, not only underneath and between the trees, but chutzalah as well. Gemara had a little bit of a discussion with regards to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, and at the end the Gemara said that really it's a Mefurish Abrais. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Hareza Kona Tachteyem, Ubeineyem, V'chutzolehen Kimloi Oira Vesali. Either way, our daf is going to begin with a question that the Amoron discussed as it relates to that area of Kimloi Oira Vesali. Zok de Gemara, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Abayla asked Rav Yosef, Oysan Oira Vesaloi Mizoiron. That area, the Kimloi Oira Vesaloi, not the area underneath the tree and not the area in between the trees, but the area that's on the outside of the trees. Who has the schus to plant there? Is it the Moicher or is it the Lekeach? And really, you can hear it both ways. Lechur, it's the Moicher's field. And when we say that the Lekeach gets it, it's maybe more that he has schusei hishtamshes. Or maybe no. Maybe he gets it. And if that's the case, it's literally his. In other words, do we say that be'etzem it belongs to the moicher, just the lekeach has schusim in it, or do we say that be'etzem it belongs to the lekeach? L'may nafkimina, very simple. Who owns it? Who can go be zireya there? If it really belongs to the moicher could be zireya. If it really belongs to the lekeach, then the lekeach could be zireya. I'm a leis from Rav Yosef told Abaye Tinisua. I think I have a tzushta from a Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is l'kamon, dav tzadik tesam beis. The Mishnah over there was discussing where there were two people that owned gardens that were next to each other. Now, one was an inner garden, and the other was an outer garden. So there were two gardens, Zulifnim Mizu. Says the Mishnah that the person that owns the inner garden has a right to walk through the outer garden in order to be able to get to his inner garden. Not just that. The Mishnah says, Hachitzoin Zoireyas Haderech. That area, that path that the person that owns the garden Pnimi has, if the person that owns the garden Chitzoin chooses to plant something there, he would have a right to do that. What do you see? You see that although the person that owns the inner garden has schusim to that derech, but at the end of the day, who do we view as being the rightful owner? Who's the bailim as it relates to being able to be zayreya? It's the chitzin. So Rav Yosef told Abaya, I hear your shayla. That area, that's completely oyer v'saloi, mi zayron. And to be honest, I don't have a specific Mishnah or a Braisa that addressed this point. But I have a pretty good comp, and that is those two gardens, where the halacha is that the person that owns the garden, Pnimi, has a schos in the derech to walk through the garden, hachitzoin, yet hachitzoin zayreya saderech. So you see that who's the real owner? It's the chitzoin. And despite the fact that the Pnimi has schosim in it, that doesn't make him the owner. Thus, who adin, as it relates to this, who would be able to be zayreya, that area that's kamlei oyre v'saloi? It's the meicher, it's the one that actually owns the greater field. Amalei, but Abaye told Rav Yosef, mi dami, is that a tzushtel? Hasam leslei pseida lilokeach. It's not mamish the same. And the reason it's not mamish the same is because the person that owns the garden pnimi is not going to incur any hefsed if the person that owns the garden chitzain is going to plant on the derech that he needs. He just needs it as a pathway. Okay, so if this person decides to flaunt something, doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. As a result, we talk at the hair that the real owner is the one that owns the garden achitzain. Him planting is not going to impact the person in the garden pnimi in any way. And as a result, if he wants to do this, he can do this. But over here, he does have a pseita. And the reason he has a pseita is the amale, because he could tell him, commit nefi peri. If the person that owns the field, the moicher, is going to plant in the area that's kamlei oyre v'saloi, it's going to potentially have a negative impact on the lekeach, on the one that bought the trees. And the reason is because if the fruit falls off of his tree and it lands in the area that's being sowed right now, it's going to make the peiris dirty, commit nefi, and as a result, he's going to lose from it. So it could be in this case we don't allow the person on the chitzoin to plant. Meaning, lo'olam, you want to spar from the Mishnah later that there's this idea that the chitzoin is the bailam, I could hear that. But it's not necessarily muchach that because over there the chitzoin has a right to be zareya, that in our Mishnah also the chitzoin would have a right to be zareya. Because over there the chitzoin be zareya is not impacting the pnimi. But over here, if the moicher who's the chitzoin is going to be zareya, it may potentially impact the pnimi because I'm the pnimi, I'm the one that owes the trees, and if my fruit fall into that area that's in the process of being afflanced, it actually can have an impact. That was Abaye's first response to what Rav Yosef told him. And then he said something else. Holoi damya, not just that, it's as if the Gemara would say va'oid. Elo l'seifa, and he said, Rav Yosef, if you want to shteltsu the Mishnah, come on, daf tzadik tesam and beis, I wouldn't shteltsu the part of the Mishnah you shteltsu, which is the resha of the Mishnah. I would shteltsu the next part of the Mishnah, which is the Seifa. And the Seifa said, v'zeh v'zeh einon rasha'im l'zayra. Now the case of the Seifa was, where again, there were these two people that owned gardens, Zulif Nemizu, and the person on the inside wanted to have a derech, and the person that owned the outer garden was giving him a very hard time. They had to go to court, and in court they settled it, that the person that owns this pnimi is going to get a derech, but the negotiation was that it was going to go b'derech ha-kalsoy, meaning it wasn't going to be the derech ha-yosher. It's not b'derech ha-melech neilech. He's going to end up getting some zigzag, diagonal. It's not going to be a derech ha-yosher. In that case, where the person that owns the gina pnimi had to negotiate for himself this shvache derech, there the halacha is that the person that owns the garden hachitzoin is not able to plant. The only time the one that owns the garden hachitzoin is zayreya es haderech, that's if he gave the person that owns the pnimi a derech hayasha. But if he didn't give him a derech hayasha, then zev is ein rasham lazer. Now, to be clear, the one that owns the garden pnimi also can't plant, but the one that owns the chitzoin is not able to. Now, what's the difference? So that's really more sugya and daf tzadik tesam and beis. But if you look at the Teres Chaim right here in our Gemara, he says one line that I think adds some clarity, and that is that when the person that owns the chitzoin is giving the one that owns the pnimi a derech hamelech, he expect something in return. And what he gets in return is that if he wants to be Zareya, he could be Zareya. If, however, he's not giving him a Derech HaMelech, so then the expectation is that you don't necessarily get the Schus in return to be able to be Zareya. Either way, Abaye tells Rav Yosef that our Sugya, where the person that bought the trees gets land that's chutzalahan, and how much land does he get? Kamloy Oyra Vesaloy. That area of Kamloy Oyra Vesaloy is not viewed as the Derech HaMelech. That's viewed more like the case where the person gave him Derech HaKalsoy, and he gave him some zigzag type of path. Because it's not going through his entire field. It's a little bit of space at the edge of his field, right? On the other side, there's trees that the Moicha doesn't even know. He didn't give him so much. And because he didn't give him so much, so it's not necessarily expected that in return he should be able to be Zereya. The bottom line is, if I told Rav Yosef, you want to shtel tzu the Mishnah, come on, on Daf Tzadik Tes Amabez, I have shtei tshuvas bedavar. My first tshuva is that over there, there's no invoice to the person that owns the Gina Pnimi. Over here, if you're going to allow him to be Zereya, there's going to be an invoice to the Lekech. I think it's more of a tzushal to the safe of that Mishnah, less of a tzushal to the rage of the Mishnah. And it's for that reason, Abaya, it seems like, is of the opinion that not hachitzoin zoireya es haderech, but rather ze vezeh inan rashon lezoir. In other words, it's a machloik, it's Abaya and Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, it's the Moicher that gets the plant. He thinks it's a tzushtel to the Reish of the Mishnah, the Kamon, Tzadik, Tesam, and Beis. And according to Abaya, none of them could, because Abaya holds it's a tzushtel to the Sefer of the Mishnah. So, the more time you give us to Abaya, a brayson that supports Abaya, reza kona tachteyem, referring to Arsugi, if someone's kona gimel ilonois. So, you're kona the ground that's underneath the trees, ubeineyem, the ground that's in between the trees, the chutzolahen kamloy oyra v'saloy, and the surrounding area kamloy oyra v'saloy. So far, no chiddush, we knew all this. Here's the punchline. V'zeh v'zeh, inu rasham v'zeh. Both of them can't be zeireya, which is, word for word, verbatim, shitas abaya, zok de gemara. V'kamo yehe beinayim. Okay, so the halach is that if somebody buys three trees, b'toich sada chaveroi, doesn't only acquire the trees, but he gets the karka as well. So the Gemara wants to know, how much space does there need to be, and how much space can there be in between the trees in order for this halacha to apply? And really, from the Gemara's question, the Kama, and from the way the Gemara is going to answer it, the Gemara wants to know two things. Number one, the Gemara understands that if the trees are too far from each other, then this halacha is not going to be in effect. You buy a tree that's in the northwestern part of the field and another tree that's in the southeastern part of the field, there's no way that we say, oh, you got these three trees in the three corners of the field, all the land, that's too far. So there has to be some proximity between the trees in order for this to be able to work. But also, if they're too close, it's not going to work either. Why not? I mean, the first part of it is very intuitive. If they're too far apart, then it just doesn't sound like this halakha should be the case. But what's wrong if they're too close, right? Too much of a good thing is bad, right? They're so next to each other. Zicher! In that case, you should get the land that's underneath it and between it and around it. So the Rashbam says, because if trees are very close to each other, they can't survive. There has to be a certain amount of distance in between trees. And inevitably, if the trees are very close, what's going to happen is you end up uprooting one or two or all of these trees. And as a result, even though right now you bought Gimel Ilanos, but we don't see this really as having much of a kiyum, and it's for that reason we don't see up Gimel Ilanos. If you don't see up Gimel Ilanos, the din of Gimel Ilanos is not going to apply. So either way, the Gemara says, v'kama, what would be the shear in terms of us determining whether or not you get the karka or you don't get the karka? Now, the Gemara is going to bring a machloikas amayram, what the shear is, and we're going to see that this machloikas amayram is really based on tanoim. Now, the tanoim that the Amoraim are basing their response to the Shaila are not Tanoim that opined in Bava Basra with regards to Akoina Gimel Ilanos B'Teich Sada Shal Chavera. But rather, this is Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. We're going to shtel tzu shitas of Tanoim that are in the sugyas of Kilayim, specifically Kiliyakarim. And really, in order to properly appreciate what we're about to do, I think it's kedai to just give a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, so we're all familiar with the halach of Kiliyakarim. What's the halach of Kiliyakarim? The halacha states that you're not allowed to plant a regular form of tefuah, such as chitim or sa'irim, next to a kerem, next to a vineyard. It's a form of kalayim. Anything that grows from that taroivis is asa b'achila, it's asa b'hana, it's a very chomer lav in the Torah. Okay, so if you want to plant chitim and you already have a vine, it's the same field. How much distance does there have to be? So the halacha is six tefachim, which is an amah. So if there's one amah of space then that in of itself is going to be okay. Stating that, if you have a kerem, meaning you don't just have a vine, you have a kerem, you have a vineyard, that's already a whole different halacha. Once you have a vineyard, so then the halacha becomes much more chamor, and then already you would have to distance any chitim, for example, that you want to plant further than an amah. How far would it have to be? 4 amas. The point is, then already it's going to be a much more significant share. So if all you have is a vine, it's a much smaller share in terms of how much merchak, how much distance there has to be. If it's a fartig kerem, so now it's more significant, now it's more chashiv, now you're going to have more distance. So the question is, what defines a kerem? So the Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim says, and this is something that we're familiar with because the Gemara in different places quotes this, that if you have shtayim keneged shtayim va'achas yoytze zonov, that's the definition of a kerem. The point is, if you have 2 shurois of vines, keneged 2 shurois of vines, and then there's one that's yoytze zonov, so that would already formulate a kerem. The question that we're going to need, and the question that the Tanam discussed, that Mayrama going to shtel to our sugyo, is how much distance can there be and needs there to be between the shurois in order for them to constitute a kerem? What's the tsushtel to our sugyo? Because what's the aside of why a koina gimel ilon is betaych sadash chaveroi, the aloch is you get the karka? The reason is because we assume that if you buy 3 trees, if there's a moicher that owns a big piece of property, and now he says, I'll sell you 3 trees of my property, the way we view it is that he's almost carving out a parcel of land, and we're going to view that piece of property as if it's its own independent piece of property. We saw that lashon on the top of the Amid. Arachritihi. We look at the 3 ilones as if it's an independent field. It's almost like there's a field betoich a field. That's the way we're deharing it. So then the question really is, what proximity can there be and needs there to be for 3 trees to be able to be viewed as an independent field? Oh, that's a perfect hit. That's a great sushtal to Hilchas Kalayim. Because in Hilchas Kalayim, when you're cheshbening the shtei shurois, keneged the shtei shurois, v'ayachas yoytzezonov, to figure out whether it's a kerem or not a kerem, what are you trying to figure out? Is it a field? Oh, it's mamish the same exact shiloh. If it's a kerem, that means it's a field that has the Muhammad the Galach and Chaskalayim. By us too, if the 3 trees is a field, oh, that's why you get the karka, because I just sold you a field. So again, it's a very different halacha. One's in the Seyden Ezek and the other one's in Seyden Zerayim. But at the same time, the halachas are very, very comparable. And as we're going to see, we're going to learn a lot of Kalayim right now. So either way. So the question was, V'kama Yehei Beinayim, what is the distance, meaning what's considered not too close, and what's considered not too far, as it relates to Koina Gimli Lanis Patech Sadech Haver. So, the Gemara. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yudamar Shmuel, and the names matter. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, May Arba Amos Va'at Shmoin. It has to be between 4 amos and 8 amos. Meaning, if it's going to be less than 4 amos, that's how much distance you're going to have. So then the halacha is, it's going to be too close. It's not a field. And if it's going to be more than 8 amos, then already it's going to be too far. So the distance would have to be between 4 and 8 amos, and the Rashbam says, V'loy ad b'chal. 8 amos is already too far. But the bottom line is, it has to be between 4 amos and 8 amos. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav said the name of Rav Nachman, who said the name of Shmuel. It's Mishmoyne Vat Sheh Chesre. It's not between 4 and 8, but rather it's between 8 and 16. So notice, both of these members trace themselves back to the same great Shmuel. However, it's machloik is what Shmuel said. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, it's from 4 to 8, and Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, it's from 8 to 16. Now, just to be clear, when we're talking about this distance, we mean between tree and tree. So in between each individual tree, it has to be between 4 and 8, according to the first opinion, and between 8 and 16, according to the second opinion. So I'm going to Abaye the Rav Yosef. So again, whenever there's Rav Yosef, there's Abaye. Second time today's that. So Abaye tells Rav Yosef, who said what? It's from 4 until 8. Loitiflagolad, the Rav Nachman. Don't be chaluk with Rav Nachman, who said what? It's from 8 to 16. The Tanam Asisa Kabbalah said, because it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah like him. Now, a Mishnah, really? Above a basra, the Mishnah, no. This is going to be one of the Mishnahs of Masechtas Kalayim. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tes of Masechtas Kalayim. And it is Karmishesh Esriyamo. Al Sheshesriyamo. If somebody plants a kerem, and the distance between the shurois was 16 amis. So the halacha is mutalahavi lezer l'sham. If you want to plant wheat in the middle of this area, that's something that you are going to be allowed to do. being that there's 16 amas of space between the shuras, so we don't view them as a kerem, and as a result, the more lenient halachas in terms of how much distance you have to have between the chita that you want to plant and the kerem is going to apply. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Maisa, there was a story of Betzalman in the city of Tzalman. Be'echad shenot es karma shesh esrei al shesh esrei amas. So this person had planted a kerem, and there were 16 amas in between the shuras. Va'yehoifech seyer shtei shuras letzad echad." V'zoireya es hanir, l'shona acheres hoyohoifeich es haser l'makam azera, v'zoireya es habur. So what does this even mean? So there's a Rashbam that explains this. So basically, this person had a whole bunch of shuras. So just to be able to visualize this a little bit, let's say this person had six shuras of kromen. And let's view them as three peers. So the shura aleph and shura beis, Shura Gimel and Shura Dalet, and then the Shura He and Shura Vav. So what this person did was, he had 16 amas of distance in between each Shuras. But what he did was, he took Aleph and Beis, and then Gimel and Dalet, and then He and Vav, the three peers, these three Zugos, and he made the branches of Aleph and Beis face each other. The branches of Gimel and Dalet were facing each other, the branches of He and Vav were facing each other. What was the point? The point is that between Beis and Gimel, there were no branches. And between Dalet and Hay, there were no branches. And then what he did was, he planted in between Beis and Gimel, and he planted in between Dalet and Hay. Meaning, he made sure that he was going to have a perfect 16 amas without any branches hovering in the middle, in order for him to be able to do what he wanted to do. He wanted to make sure he didn't have a carrot, so he'll have the more lenient halachas in terms of being Zaireya. So what he did was, is he was sensitive to the direction of the branches. So Aleph and Beis, let those branches face each other. I'm not going to plant in between Aleph and Beis, I'll plant between Beis and Gimel. Let Gimel and Dalet's branches face each other. I won't plant over there. I'll plant between Dalet and Hay. And then let Hay and Vav plant each other. Now the following year, he wanted to plant in the entire area. So then he reversed the direction of the branches, and like that, he was able to then plant in between Aleph and Beis, and in between Gimel and Dalet, and in between Hay and Vav. The bottom line is, this was this Yitz patent. The Maisa was presented to the Chachamim, the Hitiru, and the Chachamim said, you nailed it. You got it perfect. In other words, what about Rav Yosef? You see from here that what's the shear when it comes to defining, do I have a kerem, or do I just have a bunch of random shurois of vines? The shear is 16 amas. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, like, typical other Rav Nachman, don't be chalik Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, what's the shear with regards if somebody buys three trees, whether you get karka, you don't get karka? It's between 8 and 16, but up to 16, right? That's already considered a field. Not maxing out at 8 the way Rav Yosef said it, but no, it goes all the way up to 16. You see a mefurish, because you see that was the magic number when it came to Kalayim, and as we spoke out in the introduction to this Chelek of the Daf, that really whatever it is by Kalayim, it makes perfect sense, should be the way it is as it relates to our Bava Basra, the Gesugi as well. So this is the kashin that Abaye told Rav Yosef. Amalei. So Rav Yosef told Abaye, Ano lo yodana. Rashbam. Kalayim alois sfirli kahayim Mishnah. I mean, I hear this Mishnah, you're telling me? I hear. I mean, I know the Mishnah. Right, Rav Yosef is the ultimate Sinai. He knows Mishnayos. He knows Bryce was cold. But at the same time, he says, "Anola Yodana." In other words, lo yisvirali. Elo uvdava. I'll tell you a maisa. There was a story, Bedura de Ravasa, in this village of shepherds. This is not the first time we had Dura de Ravasa. Last time we had Dura de Ravasa, Rashbam said there's two pshat and what this can mean. Either it was just a village where there were a bunch of shepherds, or it was the name of the place. The place was called Dura de Ravasa. But regardless, also the coming to Rav Yehuda, and there was a Shiloh that came to Rav Yehuda. Now, what was that Shiloh? So it's very important. We go through all these Rashbams. There, it was Taka Bava Basra Shiloh. There was a person that bought three ilonos. And they were trying to figure out whether he gets the karka or he doesn't get the karka. And Rabbi Yehuda Paskin this follows. He said, Zil havle kimloi bokor v'kelov. What does that mean? Rav Yehuda said, give him the karka. The afalga, if you look at the third line of the Rashbam, the ain beineim elo kimloi bakar v'kelov. Even though the distance that was there was only kimloi bakar v'kelov, enough for the person to be able to have his animals there with the kelim, for them to be able to do their job, but that was considered enough space for this person to be able to get the land. Now, the Gemara says, v'lo yodana, Rav Yosef's talking, he said, I didn't know kimloi bakar v'kelov kamahav. I wasn't sure how much space do you need from Kunoi Bakr v'Kelev? Kivan Shemai Telahadet Tanan. But then I remembered to the Mishnah. This Mishnah we had already in Perek Layach, but little Daf Chavava Men Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Layita Adam Ilan Samach Lasad Chaveira." A person should not plant a tree too close to his friend's field. Elam Kain Hirchik Mimenu Dalaramas, unless it's Dalaramas apart. Meaning, you can't plant a tree that's within Dalet Amos from your friend's field. Tani Allah, we learned in a brisa, Dalet Amos Amru, the reason there has to be Dalet Amos is G'day Avodas HaKerem. It's because you need Dalet Amos for you to be able to work your field. So if it's a Kerem, for your Kerem, and if it's a different type of tree, for whatever that's going to be. But the bottom line is, how much space do you need for Avodas HaKerem? What you need is Dalet Amos. So Aminas, Rav Yosef Sech, Mamino, I see from here, Kimloi Bakr V'Kelev, Dalet Amos, that the Shira of Kimloi Bakr V'Kelev is a Shira of Dalet Amos. In other words, Rav Yosef said that I hear what you're telling me. You have a Mishnah that's mashma that up to 16 Amis, you still view it as a Kerem. And if that's the case, up to 16 Amis should be the field. And therefore, you're telling me that how could I say it's from 4 to 8? You seem a footer 16. So what's Rav Yosef's response? You have to have a cup over here. He tells him back, I know what you're done. Ich weiß Amaisa. Meaning, I don't hold to that Mishnah. You know why? Because of Amaisa. Interesting. Because of Amaisa. And what was this? Amaisa? It was Amaisa with Rav Yehuda, where somebody taka bought three trees, and all there was Dalet Amis in between. And he said that in and of itself is going to be enough. So you see that if you have Dalet Amis, that's enough. And if you have Dalet Amis, that's enough. That's a raya to my shita, which is what? Which is that it's not 8 to 16, but really it's 4 to 8. Now, if you're holding Cheshbin, you almost can't say the Gemara with a straight face. And it's Tosfos Kasha. Why? Abaya is asking on Rav Yosef from the 16 number. Right? What did Rav Yosef say? That the minimum shear is 4 amas, can't be less than 4 amas, and the maximum shear is 8 amas, can't be more than 8 amas. Rav Nachman said the minimum shear is 8 amas, and the maximum shear is 16 amas. 16 amas, Taita Rabbah is a Mefurash Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesechtes Kalayim. So Rav Yosef, I hear, but I have a raya that there's a minimal shear that's less than your 8 amas shear. There's a minimal shear that if it's even 4 amis, that's enough for this halacha to be in effect. Okay, so you have a raya to your minimum shear, but we still have a kasha on your maximum shear. So how is Rabbi Yosef being miyashiv his maximum shear, which is mufrich from a mishnah, based on his maisa, which supports only his minimum share? Meaning, there's the minimum share and there's the maximum share. Abayi's kasha Rav Yosef was that the maximum share of Rav Nachman is a Mefurash Mishnah. According to you, once it's more than 8 Amis, you're out of business. I have a Mefurash Mishnah that's up to 16 Amis. Zok Rav Yosef, no, I don't hold like that Mishnah. Lo Yodana, Kalim Lo Yisvir. You know why? Because I have a riot to my minimum share. Okay, you have a riot to your minimum share, but Vas Hatta Satan mit the maximum share. At the end of the day, the maximum share is still morphos. This is Tosfos Kasha Ayin Shem. But either way, so the Gemara says like this, Ukra Rav Yosef, Milo Itana. But the Gemara says, I think Abaya's Kasha Rav Yosef was almost a dishonest question. You know why? Abaya told Rav Yosef that don't argue with Rav Nachman. You know why? It's a Mefurash Mishnah like Rav Nachman. What's a Mefurash Mishnah? You see, when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, so if you want to know what's a Kerem, 16 Amis is the magic number. No, if that's the case, as it relates to a Kerem, it's Mestaber that should be the case over here. Oh, so it's a Mefurash Mishnah like Rav Nachman. And Rav Yosef says, I hear, Abaloi Sfirli, Lo Yodana, because I have a Raya at least to my minimum share. But the Gemara says, if you look up that Mishnah, which is helpful sometimes, you take a look at the Mishnah, that Mishnah, it's the same Mishnah, continues. And the Mishnah says like this, Remei Rav Shimon Oimrim, meaning, Vos state in the Tanakhama from the Mishnah, Hanateyas, Karmi Shesh Esriyam, Al Shesh Esriyam, Mutulahav Yizera L'Sham. So what's the magic number? It's 16 Amis. Oh, but the Mishnah gave weiter. And the Mishnah Remei Rav Shimon Wachayulik, and they said, Hanateyas, Karmi Shmoin Amis, Al Shmoin Amis, Mutulahav Yizera L'Sham, that the number is not 16, the number is 8. Who said 8? That was exactly what Rav Yosef said. So, Freik the Gemara, I understand. Abaya is asking on Rav Yosef from a Mishnah. In that same Mishnah, there's a Makar that cheats Rav Yosef. So, what's going on over here? So, the Gemara says, true, Abaya knew that. Rav Yosef, everyone knows this. About Filu Hachi Maisa Adif. The Gemara assumed that the first Shita in that Mishnah is a better Shita, and the reason is because that Shita is supported by a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, the story that happened in Salma, in the story that Rabbi Yehuda told over. By the way, this is another example. We haven't spoken this out in a long time. But over the years, we've mentioned that there's so many Mishnayos, Rav Yehuda's telling stories, right? Rav Yehuda's given a masa tzayla. He very often would back up halachas with stories. And you see from here, Maisa Adav, right? The Gemara sometimes says Maisa Rav. So Maisa is better. But the bottom line is, because the Maisa is better, so it's for that reason, Zokta Gemara, Abaya asked the Rav Yosef from the Tanakami, even though it's true, there is a Mefurish Ramei, Rav Shimon, and that Mishnah, which supports the Shita of Rav Yosef. But the Gemara is continuing. The Gemara says like this, Bishloim of the Rav Yosef. Bishloim Rav Yosef, Aliba the Rav Shimon, who clearly holds like Rav Shimon, right? How do you know he holds like Rav Shimon? We just said, Ramei, Rav Shimon, Oimrim. They both say that the shear as it relates to a Kerem is 8 Amis. That's the maximum shear, which is the shear, the maximum shear of Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Shamina le mefuzarin, the Shamina le ritzufin. We actually have a makar from Rav Shimon himself, what the maximum shear would be and what the minimum shear would be. In Hilchas Kalai, let's say Mifuzarim, Hadamar. Mifuzarim, that's what we just said. Ramei Reb Shimon, that the safe of that Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim, that say that what's the maximum share in order for something to be considered a Kerem? It's 8 Amos. Ritzufin, what's the Makar to Ritzufin? The time we learned in the Mishnah Kerem, Anu Tu'al Pachas Bidal and Amos. Ain't no Kerem, there be Reb Shimon. That's pretty straightforward. If you have a Kerem, meaning you have the Shtei Shuras, Kenega Shtei Shuras, Vachas Yoitz Nizana, but they're less than Dal and Amos, so the Alachas is not considered a Kerem. I say out Reb Shimon, the Chachamim Raimim, the Chachamim say Kerem. No, just because they're bunched together doesn't mean it's not a Kerem. What we do is we look at the outside shurois as if they're there, everything that's inside as if it's not there, and if the area minus what's inside would be the proper share, then it would be considered a Kerem, it would be considered a share. So says the Gemara, Bishlam according to Rav Yosef, I have both shitas mefurish and a Mishnah. I have the maximum share, that's Ramei Rav Shimon from the safe of the Mishnah that we started with, and there's another Mishnah, this Mishnah by the way, is in Masechtas Kalayim Perikei Mishnah Beis, which discusses a minimum share as well. So there's a makar to the Dalit being the minimum, and there's a makar to the Ches being the max. Elu Rav Nachman alibi the Rabbanon, but according to Rav Nachman, who's going according to the Rabbanon, that holds, that's the Tanakama, the Chachomim, with the Maisa in that Mishnah, Perik Dal Mishnah and Kalayim, this is the maximum share, 16 Amis. So Mefuzarim, Shaminalei, I have a share for Mefuzarim. Ritzufim, Mishaminalei, but where's the share Ritzufim? Where'd they get their 8 Amis minimum share from? The maximum share 16 amas, that's mefurish. But the minimum share 8 amas. So Bishlam, according to Rav Yosef, I have the minimum and the maximum. It's all in the world of Rav Shimon. It's rather Ramei and Rav Shimon, but the reason the Gemara is picking on Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon, you have the maximum share of 8 and the minimum share of 4. But according to the Chachamim, I have the maximum share of 16, but where do you have the minimum share? So the Gemara says, you want to know where Rav Nachman got the minimum share? Svarah, who he knew it, Miss Svarah, because middle Rav Shimon, Palga, Rabbanan, Ami Palga. He knew that Rav Shimon holds the maximum share is 8. And the minimum share is 4. So you say, Marist, maximum to minimum works on a 2-to-1 ratio. So it's Mestaber, held Rav Nachman, that if the maximum share, according to the Chachamim, is 16 amas, the minimum share is going to be 8 amas. So if you just come up for breath for 1 second, we're not finished, it's just one last piece. It's actually interesting, because when we started the Gemara, we said, okay, so it's understood that if you buy 3 trees and they're too close to each other, it's not a field, because they're going to be uprooted, and as a result, doesn't have the chashivas of a field. If they're too far apart from each other, certainly it's not going to be a field. So what's too close, what's too far? Rav Yosef said, tracing itself back to Shmuel, it's 4 to 8 amis. And Rav Nachman, also tracing itself back to Shmuel, said it's between 8 and 16 amis. And what was the Gemara's immediate reaction? Omale Abai, the Rav Yosef, Kedarke Bakoidesh, Rebbe, it's connected to Mishnah. I have a Mishnah that says 16 amis. Now it's in Hilchas Kerem, but we said it's a good sushta, right? After further review, the emes is that Rav Yosef Shita is much more rooted, pun intended, in Mishnayis than is Rav Nachman's. Because Rav Yosef has a makar to his maximum share, that same Mishnah that Abaya asked from, albeit not from the Chachamim, not with the Maisa, but from Ramei and Rav Shimon, and he has a makar to the minimum share of Dal and Amis in the next parak of Masechtas Kalayim. Whereas Rav Nachman only has a makar to the maximum share of 16 Amis from a Mishnah. He doesn't even have a makar to a minimum share. He said a shtickel Torah. He said, oh, if Rav Shimon worked with a 2-to-1 ratio, I'm going to work with a 2-to-1 ratio. But really, Rav Yosef is Shitas Rav Shimon, whereas Rav Nachman is half Shitas Chacham, the other half is made up. So it's just so interesting how when the Gemara started, Rav Yosef, like Tiflik Allah, Rav Nachman, the Tanan, Masnis, and Kavase, 15 lines later, it's just the opposite. Really, it's Shitas Rav Yosef that's Mufurish in a Mishnah, 2 Mishnais and a Sechtes Kalayim, one discussing the minimum share, one discussing the maximum share, and it's Rav Nachman who's already telling you a Shtikl Torah, at least for his
minimum share. Regardless, that is the machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rach. So what's the halacha? Amar Rava. So Rava comes in, and Rava was machriya. He said, Hilchasa me arba amois, vacheish esrei amois. You want to know what the halacha is? The halacha is the minimum share is 4 amos, and the maximum share is 16 amos. After all that, is it 4 to 8? Is it 8 to 16? Ratios? No, it's 4 to 16. Zok Rashbam. What's the methodology behind Rava? Says it's Pasha. Rava held that Talach is like the Chachamim in Perik Tel, Dala Mishnah Tess and Hilchas Kalayim, Mesachtes Kalayim, that the maximum share is 16. Why? Number one, it's the Chachamim. Number two, there was a Maisa, Maisa Rav, Maisa Iker, and as a result, he passed in 16. Additionally, Rava doesn't know from this ratio business. So Rava says, you want to know the minimum share? I don't know. I know a Mishnah in Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis, in Mesachtes Kalayim, where the Mishnah says the minimum share is... it's Dalet Amos. And if it's Dalet Amos, it happens to be Rav Shimon in that Mishnah, so it should be Dalet Amos according to everybody. Oh, and by the way, the Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, that Rav Yosef had in the Dura de Rav Asa was also Dalet Amos. So the bottom line is, Zokta Rashbam, Meredik Ishmak, that Rava came and Rava said that I think it's 4 to 16. And it all makes perfect sense. It's like a puzzle. 16, based on the Chachamim Shita, in the Mishnah, Perek Dal Mishnah Tess, and 4, based on Rav Shimon Shita, that I don't know that the Chachamim Achaylik, you have to say a Shtikl Torah that if Rav Shimon said it's a 1 to 2 ratio, that according to the Chachamim it's going to be 1 to 2 ratio, Mechatesi, Rava is not Meshubit to the ratio. And not just that, there's even a Maisa Shoya, Kachayu, all the Maises make perfect sense. And that was the way Rava came out. So, the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi, the Rava, we have a Brisa that supports Rava's Hachra, Kamiyim, Ravin, how close could they be arba amos? The kama yim miruchakim. How far? Sheish esrei. Hareza kona karka. Veso ilona shebenim. In the event that somebody buys 3 trees and that's the distance, it's between 4 and 16. So you get the karka underneath them and the karka between them. Because for that reason, yovisho ilon oin niktas. What would be if the tree dries? Not perfect. Gets chopped down. Yesh lekarka. He's gonna get the karka. Pachas mikan. Oh yes, alkan. What if it's less than 4 amos in between trees, or it's more than 16 amos? Oh, you should look them as achas. Oh, you bought 3 trees, but you didn't buy them as achas. Hareza lekono loyes akarka. For loyes ilonu shebeineim. You don't get any trees that are in between them, right? The smaller trees. Lefichach yovisho ilon oin niktas. Ain loy karka. It's mefurish. What Rava says. Zok the gemar. Boy Rabbi Yirmi. A few ibayas, and of course, anytime you have a good Ibaya Sugya, it begins with the great Rabbi Yirmiya. He is the master Ibaya in Shas. So Rabbi Yirmiya had the following question. Kishu Moide. So you have trees and you're trying to measure distance between them to see if you fit into this, now that we know the halacha, 4 to 16 amas. Do you measure from the makam katzer, from the narrow part of the tree? I mean makam rachav, from the wider part of the tree. So this is classic Rabbi Yirmiya. Amalei, so Rav Gevia mi Beit Kassel, Rav Ashi. So Rav Gevia mi Beit Kassel told Rav Ashi, Toshma, I think I have it right. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, and this is also Mishnah Masechtes Kalayim. This is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Haruchuva shebegefen inay moided elami ikar hasheni. So what's going on over here is somebody had an old vine that was already old and it wasn't able to do its thing. So what he did was he grafted a newer vine onto this older vine and he created this newfound vine. So the Mishnah says that if you're measuring now distance from this vine to try to figure out all the different halachas and hilchas kalayim, so your moideh me'ikar hasheni. So literally me'ikar hasheni in English would be from the second trunk. What exactly that means, ask your local farmer. But the bottom line is that the Rashbam says that you don't do it from the bottom part, because the bottom part would be very, very wide. You also don't do it from the top, because that would be very narrow. So we find like this Derech HaMemutza, we find this Ikar HaSheni, and that's what we measure from. So the Gemara says it makes sense as it relates to Rabbi Yirmiya Shaiva Unzer Sugya. Again, we're telling to Kalayim to Bava Basra, that it's very, very reasonable that as it relates to our Sugya, it would be the same thing. You wouldn't do it from the thickest part, you also wouldn't do it from the narrowest part, but you would do it from the proverbial Ikar HaSheni. By Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya had another shiloh. What would be if somebody sold somebody 3 bade ilon? So the Rashbam explains that the case was like this. Somebody sold someone 1 tree. It was 1 tree because underground, it was 1 set of roots. It's 1 tree. However, this tree grew as if they were 3 badim. So the bad of the tree is the main stem of the tree. So you can picture a tree, you have the trunk, and then you have this big, fat main stem, and then all the branches branch out from there. So this tree was a little bit unusual. It had 3 badim. Not only were there 3 badim,
But each one of these badim had like a hump of soil around them, so it gave off the appearance from the outside as if they were really three trees. But they were one tree, because underground they're really connected and they're one. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu wants to know, do we look at it in halach as if you bought one tree or three trees? What's the argument for one tree? Because underneath they're attached. What's the argument for three trees? Because no nayla, they're actually separate. Amale Rav Gevira mi beikasal Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Gevira mi beikasal told Rav Ashi tashma. I think I could bring you a raya from a Mishnah. Again, in Masechet Tzitzis, the fourth Mishnah in Kalayim that we're learning. This is Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. The Tanan hamavrich gimel gafanim ve'kreyem nirin. So we're talking about somebody that had three gafanim. And this is old school. Sometimes what they would do with a gefen is they would take the top of the gefen. So picture just like a stalk, a gefen, and they would put the top underground, put soil around it, wait till it roots, and then they would cut it so that this one gefen ended up becoming two. So in this Mishnah, the person was mavrich, that's what's known as havracha. So the person was mavrich gimel gefanim, making the 3-6. Ikreim nirin, it looks like it's taking root, but they're attached. He didn't detach them. Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik, Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik said, Em yesh b'nei midalat amos, fachmoina amos, mitstarfin v'lav e mitstarfin. You know, you look at this? You look at this as two shurois. You look at this as two shurois of gefanim. You don't look at it as one gefen. You look at it as two, as it relates to establishing a keren. What do you mean? Why are you establishing a keren? They're attached. Oh, the teretz is because ikreim nirin, because each one has its own hashrasha, and therefore you view it as being independent. Oh, so you see that even though that be'etzim, they're one, but if it's ikreim nirin, that's enough for us to view it as two. So says Rav Gevira mi beikasa to Rav Ashi, as it relates to Rav Yirmiya Shailo, if somebody would sell three badei ilon, even though be'etzim they're one, but at the end of the day, if each one has its own little set of soil, so the halacha is we view them independent, and therefore the halacha is it'd be as if you bought three ilonis. An easier shaila. What would be if somebody bought three trees from his friend? Two of them are in the field proper, and one of them is on the meitzar. So we learned a lot about the meitzar in Cheskes Sabbatim. So what was the meitzar? The meitzar is the proverbial fence that shows you what the markers are as it relates to each individual field. But it wasn't a fence. What it really is a boundary. And that boundary sometimes was a ditch, sometimes it was raised a little bit. So it's part of the field, but it's not mamish part of the field. For example, we had it in the sugyas of a machzik benechse ager. If somebody's machzik in the field, you get the meitzer. If you're machzik in the meitzer, do you get the field? So it's part of the field, but it's not part of the field. It's somewhere in between. Hence, Rapapa's Iboyim. Machalei shnayim b'toich sadeu. Tachad ala meitzer. Now, what's the halach? Is it as if you bought three trees, or is it not as if you bought three trees? What's the shiloh? Speak out the shiloh. It's very gishmak. What's the yisoid of buying three trees while you get the karka? Because we look at it as an independent field. Oh, if it's all in the field, I could see it as an independent field. But if one third of it is on the meitzer, the meitzar together with this part of the field is one independent field, that already doesn't work. And it's for that reason, Rav Papa had a shayla. Or, says the Gemara, what would be shnai b'tech shaloi v'echa b'tech shal chaveroi? What would be if somebody bought, last line of Rashbam, k'gun sh'yesh lo'i shnei ilonois b'k'tzei sadeu, v'yesh lo'i adayin ilon echad, sh'kono b'stei chaveroi, ha'samuch li ilonois halolu, v'yesh lo'i gam ha'karki imho ilon. Meaning, what would be if you can end up having two trees in one field, and then another tree in a neighboring field? So, is that enough to view it as one big field, or no? At the end of the day, not. And therefore, you're not going to get the karka. But Rav Ashi had another shayla. Baru ma'u shetafsik. What would be if somebody buys three trees, but there's a pit in middle of the three trees? Is that considered a hefsik, or is it not considered a hefsik? In other words, you bought enough trees, it's between 4 and 16 amas, you checked off all the boxes, but there's a bar in middle. So the question is the bar considered a hefsik or not? Amas hamayim al shatafsik. What if there's an irrigation canal in middle? Would that be a hefsik, or would that not be a hefsik? The Rashbam says that the Gemara means derech imtim tzoloimer, meaning imtim tzoloimer, a bar is not a hefsik. What about an amas hamayim? That should be more of a hefsik. Rishus harabim mao. Even if you want to tell me that Amas HaMayim is not a hefsik, but if there's a highway that goes through this area, that already I can hear, maybe it would be a hefsik. Richba Dedikli Mal. What would be if there's like a line of Dekalim, which is even more of a hefsik, says the Rashbam, than Rishus HaRabim? Would it be considered a hefsik? Would it not be considered a hefsik? And the Gemara says, as it relates to these shailas, take a bow, mean a hillo? May Rebbe. Hillel asked Rebbe the following question. What would be if somebody bought three trees, and then all of a sudden a cedar started growing in that area? Who gets to keep the cedar? So he told him, what do you mean? What's the shayla? Allah b'shusa didei nafak. Of course, the lekech gets it. He bought three trees. He gets the karka. He gets anything that grows from the karka. It's his own little field. So of course he's going to keep the eres. And he says, no, the shayla was something else. Elohoye eres beineyem ma'u. What would be if this person bought three trees and there happened to have been an eres in between? So if there's an eres in between, so the question is that considered a hefsik or is it not considered a hefsik? Amalesa, he told him, kana v'kana. What does kana v'kana mean? You kind of the eres, you kind of all the space in that area, it is not considered a hefsek. Ketzad heim oimden. One last gemara. So as it relates to all these trees, akoyne gimel ilonis. Really going back to the Mishnah, so we know how much space there has to be in between. Machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, based on Mishnayis and Masach Tzklai. Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Rava is the kasev ashlishi hamachriya beinayim. The question is, these three trees, how are they situated? Okay, what are the options? We'll see. Rav Amar Rav said, Keshura, it's talking about where the trees were side by side. If you take a look at the Rashbam, Rashbam even makes a little picture. Drei pintalich. Dibra maschel Keshura kezeh. V'havi dalit amois oi ad yudvav ben kol echad l'chaveiro. And you had the requisite shear in between each individual tree. But the bottom line is, they were Keshura. V'shmul amashmul said, kechatsufa. So the Rashbam, what's kechatsuva? Kankan, it's a kankan. Sheyesh loy sholosh reglayim, that stands on a tripod. It has three legs. Echot kineged avir, hashtayim kozeh. In other words, they're like a triangle, like a segel, right? Says the Gemara, so it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, the halach of the Mishnah is when the trees are lined up keshura, and according to Shmuel, it's when they're kechatsuva. So the Gemara says, man dama keshura, the man dama that said keshura, which is Rav, kolshken kechatsuva. So if the halach of the Mishnah is true, Keshura, it's certainly going to be true. Kechatsuva. Man, Dama Kechatsuva. We're at Shmuel who said that the Mishnah is talking about Kechatsuva. Aval Keshura loy. He meant Davka Kechatsuva. But if it's going to be Keshura, you're not going to have the halach of the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason? Mishun de Mizdera Beintai. And this is a very interesting little postscript to our sugya. The reason that the halach is that if you buy three trees, but like Sadech Haveiro, the Lekeach gets the karka, it's because the meicher who's selling the trees, this is all in Shmuel's world, feels that I'm not going to really be able to use that karka anyways. Right? What am I going to do with the karka? I'm not going to have from it. Because it's going to be very hard for me to plow there. It's this one-off little piece of property tucked away in my bigger piece of property with a tircha for me to have to be amal with in the field is pashut lo kedai. And it's for that reason he's epis masich to ask for him and he gives it to him. Right, just to be clear, this whole Indian of buying two trees, three trees, right, this is not halachis l'moshe misinai. It's based on das moicher, das lekeach. That's really what's going on over here. And if that's the case, says Shmuel, that I think that if the three trees are kichatsuva, so over there the moicher is thinking, how am I going to plow that? I'm going to kriech into that triangle there, and I'm going to start doing my thing. It's not negay, aval keshura loy. But as it relates to keshura, if they're in a straight line, what's the big deal? My time in between the mizra ben dayo. I don't think it's so hard for me to go plow in between it, and therefore the moicha keeps it for himself. So according to Rav, keshura, where it's easy to plow, koshken kichatsuva. Whereas according to Shmuel, it could be it's davka kichatsuva as opposed to keshur. Now the Gemara understands right now from Shmuel, it sounds like the whole yesoid of why it is that the lekeach gets the karka when he buys three trees is based on the fact that the meicher says, you know what, malu latzar azayis, you might as well take the karka, because how am I even going to get to it? Ki'ilu, that is the one and only determining factor of this whole halacha. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, maska flor rav hamnun, uleman dama kichatsuva, my time, tuloy mizdara ben tayo, kuri the man dama, that says kichatsuva, who's the man dama at Shmuel? And the aside of Shmuel we just said is, it's based on the fact, because the meicher is thinking, I'm not going to be able to be zayreya so properly there anyways, elamiyato ibazay zavon, the tlas higi rum yoso, if somebody would buy from somebody, three tall thorn bushes, tuloy mizdara ben tayo, where it's going to be difficult for the meicher to be zayreya in between, hachi nami diesh like karka, you're going to tell me the buyer gets karka, and the halacha we know for sure is not. Hakoyne gimeli lonos, not three thorn bushes. And if that's the case, I understand, based on the svara, based on the methodology of Shmuel, the halacha should be there too. Yesh lekach. Yeah, we know that's not the case. So isn't that a raya al teichiach, not like the svara of Shmuel? But the Gemara says no. He told him back, Amalei hanach loy chashivi, hanach chashivi. Meaning, it's true
that the svara of kechatsuva you have by thorn bushes, just like you have by trees, but at the end of the day, the only time if you buy something, the halacha is you're going to get the karka is if what you bought was chashev. If what you bought is chashev, then you can hear you're going to get it. But if not, not. And the svara is, the tree is more chashev than the land underneath it. And as a result, the land is tuffel to the tree. So if you buy enough trees, you can hear that the land comes along with it. But the tree is more chashev than the thorn bush. So you can never hear that if I bought the thorn bush, the tree is going to come along with it. But the bottom line is, and this is the last Rashbam before the Mishnah, what emerges is that Shmuel is telling you that Avada, when it comes to this halacha of Koyna Gimel Ilanos, it's not only Tolian whether the Meicher is thinking it's just going to be a headache for me to go ahead and plow this area or not. That's one of the factors, but it's not the exclusive factors. The fact is another fact. It has to be that what you're buying is chosh, so that the karka could be bottle and tuffle to it. The noisif to that, you also need that the Meicher is thinking, I'm not going to be able to be Zareyah. Because in the event that the Meicher thinks he's going to be able to be Zareyah, he's not Masiach Das from it, and he never has the Das to go ahead and sell to Lekech. Either way, this concludes the portion of our Perek where Bava Basra meets Kalayim. Either way, as it relates to Reid, just two short ha'aris. So it was a shtickle intense-ish daf in terms of Pshatava. So we'll end with two ha'aris, and really it's two maramakoymes. Just two, what I believe are chashev and maramakoymes that come from our sugya, specifically the beginning of the sugya, daf pei aleph. So really, underrated, Bava Basra daf pei aleph has some shas cotton vibes. There's a lot going on. We talked mostly about the Bikurim component to it. We're going to get back to that now as well. But really, there's a lot there, and just two very chashev and marim mekoymes tucked away here that's kedai to take along with us. Bava Basra daf pei aleph. The first is the Chem de Shloimeh's kasha. This Chem de Shloimeh is in Shailos HaTshuvah's Chem de Shloimeh. It's in Simen Aleph. It's a tshuva, and the tshuva was written to Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, the Nesivis. And this is a very meforsim the kasha. How meforsim? There are literally scores of terutzim. Every big Rosh Hashiva in London in the last 200 years took a crack at answering this kasha from the Chem de Shloimeh. So here's the background. The background is, the Mishnah said that if somebody buys two ilanos, it's a machlokes remain the chachamim, whether you get karka or whether you don't get karka. The chachamim say you don't get karka, remain says you do get karka. The Gemara Shteltzu, another machlokes remain the chachamim, also in the Mishnah, the Sechtes Bikurim, not Kalayim, Bikurim, where there's a machlokes remain the chachamim. If somebody buys two trees, but b'teichsada chaveira, you may be the kaira, you may be the enikaira. The chachamim say you may be the enikaira. Rameyus says you may be the kaira. And what emerged from the Gemara was that the machlokes remain the chachamim in Masechtes Bikurim, al shita sayu with the machlokes remain the chachamim here in Bava Basra. Rav Meir, who holds that if you buy two trees, you koine the karka, l'shitasai, you may be v'kaira. The Chachamim, who hold that if you buy two trees, you're not koine the karka, so l'shitasai, you're going to be maybe the enoikar. That was Pei Aleph Amid Aleph in the Sechtes Bava Basra. But the Gemara, as we turn the page to Pei Aleph Amid Bey, said that I don't understand. At the end of the day, the Chachamim hold that if you buy two trees but b'teichsada chaveira, you don't get karka. As a result, you may be ve'enoy kaira. Frank the Gemara Mamanavshach. If owning karka is ma'akiv in the mitzvah bikurim, then you should be enoy mevi ve'enoy kaira. And if owning karka is not ma'akiv, then you should be mevi v'kaira. Where do you find that owning karka is ma'akiv in the kaira, but it's not ma'akiv in the mevi? Some in Manavshach. If you need to own the karka, and you don't, because you were kaina shnei ilonois, and the Mishnah says, areza leikana karka, then why are you bringing bikurim? And if you don't have to own the karka in order to bring bikurim, you own the tree, and that's enough. So then you should be mevi v'kaira. What's this business over here, that because I own the tree, but I don't own the karka, therefore I'm mevi ve'enei kaira. So the Gemara said, oh my rabbi. Rabbi heard this kasha, and he said, my kushya, duma rameyer be'ilon echad sfuke mesafkile, v'rabbanon, that we're focusing on, b'shnei ilon sfuke safkile. In other words, said, rabbi, I'm going to tell you b'shan d'chacham. B'shan d'chachamim is, d'chachamim old, akoina shtei ilon es b'teich sada chaveroi, the halach is, you're not koina karka. But not b'teiras vadai. It's only b'teiras safik. Meaning, we have a suffix, really, whether you're supposed to get the karka, you're not supposed to get the karka. Being that we have a Safik, Safik Mamin Zekal Godal Badin, Amoitza Mechaveri Oliver Raya, so it's for that reason, Arizal Lekona Karka, the Moich is the one that keeps the Karka. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, that really it's a Safik. And being that Klapi Shmaya Galya really it's a Safik, it's for that reason it could be you own it. And being that it could be you own it, you could be Abachir Bikurim. So Misafik, what we say is be Mavi. Meaning, if we knew for sure Hareza Leikana Karka, you wouldn't be Mavi Bikurim either. But being that Hareza Leikana Karka is Merinit Misafik, so Misafik, you have to be Mavi. So why not be Kurim Misafik? Misafik, you can't be Kurim. Now, what's the problem with being Kurim Misafik? Ah, that was the Gemara's Kasha on Pebez Amar Aleph that we spoke a little bit about last night. But the bottom line is the Gemara said that the reason you're Mavi, the Enoi Kurim, is because Sfuke Mesafkel, because we're really not sure whether Koina Bezi Lonis Patechsad Chaver gets Karka or not. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you don't get Karka. That's true, but it's Misafik that you don't get Karka. It's a Safik Mamin. The Meicher is the Muchsik. Zeklal Godel Badin Amoitze Mechaver Oliver Raya. He's the one that keeps it. But as it relates to the MS, could be really you do own the Karka. As a result, Misafik, you have to bring Bikur. Break the Chem de Shloima. A kushya nifla. And really, the kushya is based on a very well-known sugya in Shas. And that is the sugya of Takfu Kayin. Masechtes Bava Metzia Davav Amid Beis. Now, to go through this properly, and certainly to go through this with even some of the terutzim, we would have to sit down now and learn Bava Metzia Davav together. We're not going to do that. Ein kan, mekoymoy, vizmanoy, laharech. But there's one excerpt from the sugya that we need, that's critical in order to understand the Kasha. And that is, in the sugya of Takfu Koyim, Bav Metzia Davav Amidbeis, the Gemara brought a Braisa. The Braisa said, Hasfeikos nichnosin lodir lehizasa. So, the Sfeikos over there were sheep, where there's a suffix whether or not they're chayiv in Maisa Behema, or they're not chayiv in Maisa Behema. So there's a suffix right now, what the halacha is. So said the Braisa, Hasfeikos, Nichnosin Ledir Lehisaser. The halacha is that you bring them into your deer and you are mafrish, Maisa Behema, from the animals. Included in those animals are the Sveikos. Now the Gemara over there said that this Braisa of Asfeikos Nichnosim Ledir Lehisaser is a raya that Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday. So again, what's the shayla of Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday or Tokfu Koyin Ein Moitziya Noisim Yaday? The shayla of Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday Ein Moitziya Noisim Yaday is where a person has an animal right now and there's a suffix whether the animal is a Bechar or the animal is not a Bechar. So, if there's a suffix whether the animal is a bechar or not a bechar, so what's the halacha? I'm not going to go and give it to the kohen because it's a suffix whether I have to give it or not. And mi suffix, you don't give it to the kohen. What happens if the kohen would go and he would chop it from the person that right now has this animal? Would he be able to keep it or would we take it away from him? Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai says that if the Koyin would go take this, that it's a Safik is his, Safik is not his, we would take it back from him. Moitzin Oysam Yodai. Tokfu Koyin E Moitzin Oysam Yodai says that I don't have to give it to the Koyin because it's a Safik, but if the Koyin would go and he would chop it from me, E Moitzin Oysam Yodai, we would leave it by him. The lumdus of the Shail of Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai, E Moitzin Oysam Yodai is how far do we take the whole concept of Cheskas Mamon? Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday means that if right now the Shoshan Noilat HaSafik, I was the Muchzik, it's mine on a very, very high level. How high of a level that if you chop it from me, I can take it back from you. Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday says that if the Shas, it was Noilat HaSafik, it was by me, yeah, that means we'll leave it by me. But if you go ahead and you chop it, other Abba, we'll leave it by you. Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday is an alimus in Cheskas Mamon. Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday is a klishus in Cheskas Mamon. Now, what are we paskin? Roy Rishayin and paskin, Tokfu Koyin is Moitziya Noisim Yaday. And what emerges from Bava Basra Davav, it's hard to reference Bava Basra Davav without learning Bava Basra Davav, but what emerges from Bava Basra Davav is that if you hold Tokfu Koyin Moitziya Noisim Yaday, if I would have, let's say, that Safig Bechar, and it's part of my Eder, so the halach is, it's mine. It's mine to the level that I can throw it into my deer, my pen, where all my animals are. And when it comes time to be mafresh ma'aseh behema, I could treat it as if it's vaday mine. Why am I treating it as if it's vaday mine? Because tokfu koin might see an ice miyadai. Now, if tokfu koin was a might see an ice miyadai, that would be an issue. That's the sugi over there in the above of the base. Why? Because it's not mamish mine, it's only mine, because grad I have it now. What if you would take it from me? Oh, now all of a sudden it would be yours. But if tokfu koin might see an ice miyadai, so it's mavur in the Gemara, then it's mine. And kidekach, it's mine, then all the iser, the heter, anything that's Negeya, the laws of Maisa Behema, it's as if it's mine, it's an Asiri Vada, Veloy Asiri Sovik. This is 100% mine, that if I want to go now and I want to be Ma'asa from it, it's something counts as one of the 10, and I would be able to mafish Maisa Behema. Said the Chem de Shloima. What do you see from this Sukya? If you hold Tokfu Koyim, might see an Isa Miyadai, then the halach is, if I own something right now, based on Zekhal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzim Mechaveri Oliver Raya, we see it as if it's mine 100%. And any Issa Veheta Digga halachic implication that comes about as a result of who owns this or who doesn't own this is going to be in favor of the person that's the Mochsik. Based on the fact that it's his, Vezekhal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzim Mechaveri Oliver Raya, Vetokfu Kayin Moitzi and Oisim Yadai. And as a result, it's going to be 100% mine. So, freitachem de shloima, I don't understand. If somebody buys two trees, so what's the halacha? The person that buys the trees is mevi ve'enoi kair. And Rabbi said, why? Because fukim is afkalo. We're not sure, did you get the karka or did you not get the karka? So, misafik, you have no choice. You have to bring bikurim. Freitachem de shloima, I don't understand. If it's a suffik, whether the loikech got the karka or didn't get the karka, who's going to get the karka? The moich is going to get the karka. How do you know the moich is going to get the karka? The Mishnah said, I raise a loikana karka. As if this is the way it is. Now it's only misafik, but misafik he's going to get it. Based on zeklal gadol b'din, hamoitzim mechaveri oliver raya. He's the muchzik. He has the cheskas momen. So if he has the cheskas momen, so it's kapaskin that it's his. If it's kapaskin that it's his, so why is the loikeach chayiv to bring bikurim now misafik? If it's 100% the moichers, because he's the muchzik, and Tokfu Koyin might see an Oysa Miyadai, and it's beforeish in the sugi of Tokfu Koyin, that Asfekas Nechlas and Ladir, as it relates to the laws of Bechaira, and as it relates to the laws of Ma'isa Behema. So if you see clear that the moment impacts the Issa Beheter, so it for sure belongs to the Meicher, for sure belongs to the Meicher. So you should be Enei Mevi, the Enei Kaira. So why in the world are you being Mevi V'Kaira? This was the Chem de Shloimeh's Kasha. To put it in simpler terms, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have a Safik Mammon, and one person is the Muchzik, and we say, Zekhal Gold, but then I might say, Mechaveri Oliver Raya. Could this person now take that money and be Mekadosh and Isha with it? Ask you a different Shiloh, little Dover B'itai. What would be if somebody has an Esrig? It's a Safik, my Esrig, your Esrig. We're killing each other. And then, no, Pesden Paskin, Zekhal Gold, but then I might say, Mechaveri Oliver Raya, and talk for Koyin, might see, Nice Meyon. Can I go to Smedrish, the first day Yontif, and be Yoitza, my din lochem with this Esrig? Of course. 100%. No one ever heard not that way. What do you mean? It's a suffix? No, it's not a suffix. Zeklah gold of a din. Now, could be it's totally a Tokfu Koyin might see or a might see. That is possible. But for sure, if you hold Tokfu Koyin might see an oisim yaday, meaning even if you chopped it from me, I'd get it right back from you. So if that's the case, it's mine. So, hagabatzmecha. If it's mine in the sugi of Tokfu Koyin, if it's mine, I can be Mekadosh Nisha with it. If it's mine, I can be Yoytzeh Dalad Minim. So it's mine. So if it's mine, what does that mean? It means it's not yours. So if it's not yours, why you maybe be Kurim Misafik? It's Vaday mine. Al Stadin Tokfu Koyin Maitzim Nais Miyad. This is Mamish, a Kushya Nifla. Demis says, I just want to speak out one oimik in the Kasha. And it's based on Rei that we've spoken about in the past. And that is, it's Yodua. The Velt asks, Yeshiva, they say over the kasha from the Tumim, but Fria Digger already asked this kasha as well. And that is, every time you have a Sofik moment, you say, Zeklal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Oliveraya. Why don't we say that it's a Sofik Isser? Isser Loi Sigzal. Because if it's not my money, then me holding the money right now makes me a Gazlan. And if that's the case, every Sofik moment, I shouldn't be allowed to keep it. Could be it's Gzela, right? Think about it. Might be Gzela. So if, it might be, if there was a Sofik, it might be Nevel. You put it in your mouth. So it might be Gzela. So how are you putting it in your mouth? I don't understand what you're doing. Oh, because that cloud God over there, I might say Chamei Oliver, right? Oh, but it's not how it's a Sofik. So what's going on? So it's Yudua, the Teretz, for Rabbi Chil Basan. Rabbi Chil Basan said, he says, so what do you want me to do? So you want me to now to take it and give it to you? You won't either be able to keep it, because just like I I have the suffix like sigzal. You don't have the suffix. You have the suffix like sigzal. So we're going to go in circles. So we end up leaving it by the muchzik. But the achrayim don't love the teretz so much because maybe it should be yehemun chachiyav eliyo. Right? Just because I'm a gazlan, you're a gazlan, doesn't mean we should both be gazlanim. It means then faket. Let it sit in an escrow account. That sheyav itishbi. The teretz kushes vibayis. I don't know what you want me to tell you. The bottom line is that it's still a dayan shver, but it's yidu adir Reb Shimon Shkab. He shtel davek the sugya mit a riziger klarkeit. It's in Shar Hey, it's in Perik Aleph, where Reb Shimon says that although there's an isavahetic component to all dine mominus, but operates a little bit differently. The way the isavaheter of dine mominus operates is that the isavaheter yields to the mishpatim. It yields to the bavis. It yields to Noshim Nezikin. That's how it works. Avada, there's a parish of Loi Sigzal. But the parish of Loi Sigzal comes after you learn Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, and Bava Basra. After you go through all the Ktsoises and Asivases. It's after you learn all the different halachas in Chosh Mishpat, and we figure out what the halach is. Now we invoke the lav of Loi Sigzal and all the different Chosh Mishpat, Diga Yisurim. In which case, it's very different than all Yisurim. Every Yisurim. Every Isser is an Isser Be'etzen. The Isurik Zela and the Isurik Chayshah Mishpat are all Totsa'is. They're derivatives of what the Mishpat is. So said Reb Shimon, if the Halacha is Zek Klal Gadol B'din HaMaitzim Echaveri Olav Arayu and Tok Fukoy Maitzim Oysim Yodai, that means the Halacha said it's yours. And if it's yours, you're not a Safa Gazlan. What do you mean? No, because the Leisigzoil is totally in what the Chosha Mishpat says. And if the Chosha Mishpat says that it belongs to me, so it belongs to me. And if that's the case, then it's 100% mine. And if in Chosha Mishpat, talk for Kometzino, it's me, there's something called Cheskis Moment, that we view it as if it's Vaday mine, then Klapit Yisu is also going to view it as if it's Vaday mine. And there's not going to be like Sigzal. So Rav Shimon says, B'lashayne Azov, that if you think about it, it's Poshet Safik Gezel Zasser. It's a Shaila. Safik Nevela is also Safik Gezel is also. But you want to know why in Chosha Mishpat we don't reckon with Safik Gezel? He says because it's a Dover Rochuk Min HaMetzias. Because it's very hard to find. The Bechol Safik Mamin Hayru Lanu Chachamim Eze Mishpat Al Yudei Teres HaMishpatim. Because every time there's a Safik, there's a Shulchan Aruch, what you're supposed to do. And being that there's a Shulchan Aruch that tells you what to do, Shulchan Aruch says it belongs to Reuven. Oh, so what's the suffix like Sigzal? Reuven for sure is allowed to keep it. And Shimon's for sure not allowed to keep it. Shulchan Aruch says it belongs to Shimon. So being that the Shulchan Aruch is always machriya what the halach is, and the like Sigzal comes after the Shulchan Aruch, it's for that reason this is not going to be negay. Rav Shimon was talking about like Sigzal, but what you see in the sugya of Tachfu Koyin, it's not only true for like Sigzal. It's true for the Chiv Meiser, Behema. It's true in the sugya of Safik Bechar, and Lechar should be true in the Parsha Bikurim as well. And if that's the case, this is the great Sakasha. Rabbi said that a koyne bezi lanes is maybe vein a koyra. Why? Because it's a suffix if he gets karka. And when the Mishnah said hareza loikon a karka, it's only misafik. I don't understand. To the extent that there's a suffix whether you get karka, and by suffix, what's the rule? Zek klal gadol b'din hamoitzi mechavera olav arayo. So really, cheskes mamim paskins that if a shul belongs to the meicher. If cheskes mamim paskins that if a shul belongs to the meicher, that means the mishpatim, the dinei mominist, from the bavis perspective, from the ktsais nesivis perspective, it's for sure the meichers. If it's for sure the meichers, and talk for koi maitzinoi semiyadoi. So it's like really for sure the meichers, and that's then all the isavaheter should be kafi. Us viewing the Meicher as being the Bailim. And if the Meicher is the Bailim, the Lekech is not the Bailim. If the Lekech is not the Bailim, so why is the Lekech maybe Venekaira? The Churi shouldn't have to be maybe either. Now, one thing that we just have to say, only because we spoke about this so many times in Cheskes Abatim, and that is the Sugya of Tokfu Koy Metzian, Emetzian, is talking about Metaltalin. Our Sugya is talking about Karka. There's a chiluk between Metaltalin and Karka. By Metaltalin, you always go Basam Muchzik. By Karka, you go Basam Marakama. So this creaks a little bit into the Marakama raid, but there's no mahalach in the achrayim that's the teretz. Because at the end of the day, number one, marakam is a cheskes mamon as well. And also we spoke out that the only time there's no muchzik when it comes to karak is when it's connected to marakam. That's why in all the cheskes abatim cases, the loikeach always needs a cheskes gimel shonim because he's going up against a marakam. But the marakam himself, he has edim that he was there for one day. That's enough to make him into a muchzik. So rather we view this meicher as being a muchzik, as being a marakama, which is a regular cheskes mamon, which is subject to takfukai maitzi and nice in the other. And this is the groisa kasha to this kasha. Incidentally, if you have the new Shalat Shuvas Chemda Shloimo, from Mechayim Mishas Rebarim, Smedrash Gevaya, reprinted it not so long ago. So in Erechaim Simen Aleph, it's footnote 5, they bring many, 8 of the Yeshiva Sheterutzim to this Kasha. There's a lot more Ayin Shem. But just to end with one final Ha'ara, and that is, so again, the topic of Daf Pei Aleph was the Sugyas of Bikurim. Specifically, Hakoina Bezilonis Petechsad Chaveris. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you're mevi the einoy kaira. Maras the kasha. The heck can be mevi veinoy kaira? Isn't kriya part of the mitzvah? So if kriya is part of the mitzvah, you have to be kaira. You have to be a mevi of a kaira, or it's a problem. So Maras says no. Kriya is not ma'akiv. So Maras says no. I know kriya is not ma'akiv. That wasn't my kasha. My question was that even though kriya is not ma'akiv, but at the same time you have to be royal kriya. And if you're not royal lekriya, that is ma'akiv. Al derech kala royal lebila in bila ma'kevesboy. Av echol she in royal lebila, bila is ma'kevesboy. Sefreit the Gemara kasha. Hakoyne beis lilonu tse mevi veinu kaira. I don't understand. Lechaira, you're not royal lekriya. And kol she in royal lekriya, lechaira, kriya ma'kevesboy. So the Gemara said, good kasha. The case will have to be, when you buy 2 ilanas, you're going to have to make sure that you harvest it, and then you give a shliach to go ahead and bring it, and if it's not l'kich v'avok ke'echad, anyways, it's no chi of kriya, and that's how you're going to circumvent this issue. So the Rashbam and Tosfos, on the page, they all ask that, I don't understand, so you're telling me that there's a halacha that, although kriya is not always ma'akiv and bikurim, but you have to be royal at kriya. I mean, there's so many cases in Shas that you find of mevi ve'enoy kaira. Right, just to bring out this point a little bit, we learned a lot of kalayim today. Let's learn a little bikurim. Perik aleph, mishnah aleph, and masechtas bikurim. Just to bring out the point, it's a very short hour, by the way, with a sharp punchline. Yesh mevi'im bikurim v'kaira. The mishnah begins. This is the beginning of the masechta. There are people that are mevi v'kaira. Mevi'im v'loy kaira. There are people that are mevi ve'enoy kaira. V'yesh ne'enoy mevi'im. And there are people that are not mevi at all. So I'm skipping. Elo mevi'im v'loy kairin. This is Mishnah Dalet. Hager, mevi, ve'enoy kaira. Skipping the Mishnah head. Ha'apetropis is mevi ve'enoy kaira. Ha'shliach is mevi ve'enoy kaira. An eved is mevi ve'enoy kaira. An ish is mevi ve'enoy kaira. Tumtum and adroigetis. They're also mevi ve'enoy kaira. If you continue along in the Mishnayis, the Mishnah says that if somebody brings Bikurim after Sukkis, but before Chanukah, you also mevi ve'enoy kaira. There's a whole regime of people that are mevi. The Einoy Kaira. So thank the Rashbam. The Rashbam asks the Kasha Offenart. He says, I understand. You're telling me you have to be royal at Kriya. I have a whole list of people that can't be Kaira. And as a result, they're maybe the Einoy Kaira. I thought you have to be royal at Kriya. So the Rashbam says something very awesome. The Rashbam says that you have to say that all those people that are maybe the Einoy Kaira, the Alpha Gaf, the Ikka, Mevim, Bikurin, that's in Beispiel, a ger. The Meikara ki Maisi, a Manashaloi Likris Maisi lo. Lechatchilo, when he woke up in the morning, he was already a Mevi Veinikaira, right? As the minute he was Yikara Shmai Be Yisrael, at that minute, he was already a Mevi Veinikaira. And Isha is automatically a Mevi Veinikaira. So being that Meikara, they were Mevi Veinikaira, over there it's not going to be Ma'akif. So it's true, you have to be royal at Kriya. But only if you were at some point shayach to Kriya. So if you were shayach meikara to Kriya, then the halach is you have to be royal to Kriya in order for Kriya not to be ma'akif. But if you were never shayach to Kriya anyways, even though you're not royal to Kriya, it's not a problem of kol she'ein royal to bila ma'akevus boy, and it's not going to be an issue. So may simcha in Hilchas Bikurim. In Perik Dalet, he mamish mutches with this. He says, I never heard of such a thing in my life. Throughout Knas, you find this concept, Kolaroi Labi Labi Lamakevas, Kol Shein Roi Labi Labi Lamakevas. And he said, I never heard of such an Indian that if Meikara, you weren't shaykh to it, then it's going to be good. He says, let me give you one example. Hagaba Atzmacha. There's a Sugi Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet, Amid Beis. The Sugi over there says, and in Elaim and in Elemes, right? People that can't talk, can't do Chalitza. Why? Because part of Chalitza is you have to read the certain portions of the Torah. And they can't read the parish of Chalitza. As a result, they're out. Faith the Gemara, Kriya is not ma'akiv. Chalitza, you have to spit, take the shua. But the Kriya is not ma'akiv. The Gemara says it's true. The Kriya is not ma'akiv. Abakol aroy lebila, then ain't bila ma'akiv's boy. Abakol shein roy lebila, over there bila ma'akiv's boy. You have to be roy. So if someone's able to talk and he didn't talk, you're right, the Kriya is not. I forgot this. I forgot the Kriya. Okay, you don't have to do the chalitza again. It's fine. But if you're not roi l'kriya, you're not physically able to talk, then already it's going to be makif. Why don't you say that being that at the time that the Zika was chal, at the time that Reuven, right, in all the Yavamis cases died, at that point, the brother was already an Elaim, so it was Nekara. Ain't a roi, so you shouldn't have that lach of kol she'ain roi labila, bila makevis boy. You don't find this anywhere. Dafka over here, you have this new svara that the Rishonim speak out. Rashbam mamish on our da. It's one of the golden nuggets tucked away here in Bava Basra Peyal. But he says that being that meikara, they weren't roi, so it's for that reason it's not going to be in it. Who cares meikara? What's gate this on? Where do you find such an afkamin? In Chalitza, you don't find it. Why should it be different here? So Meisimcha says something mamish for ruin advarim lamishamram. He says, the mitzvah of Bikurim is mentioned in three places in the Torah. Most notably, it's mentioned in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisavi. This is where you have the whole, right? From the beginning until Sheni, it's the parasha of Bikurim. But it's mentioned in Parashas Mishpatim, it's mentioned in Parashas Kisisa. Over there, it's mentioned much more Bikitzer. Over there, it says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Eloikecha. And then the Pasuk very mysteriously concludes, Loisav Ashel Gedi Bachalei Vimoy. Okay. But either way, Reishis Bekuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Eloikecha. So Ramei Simcha says that the Torah mentioned the Parashah Bikurin in Etlecha Platzer. In the beginning of Parashas Kisavai, it's with the whole Shlemos. It's the whole Parashah. Torah tells you have to take the Bikurim, you have to bring it, and you have to read the Parashah Bikurim. But then the Torah also says, Reishis Bekuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Eloikecha, and it doesn't say a word about reading the Parashah Bikurim. So Ramei Simcha was mechadish that from the psukim alone it's muchach, and this is how Chazal knew that there's a concept of a mevi veinu kaira. You know they knew there's a concept of a mevi veinu kaira. V'alsa da afartik a parish in the Torah bikurim that doesn't mention a word about kriya. It says just bring it. Reishis bikuri ad mascha tovi beis hashem alaykecha. And if you do that, you're going to be done. So says Ramei Simcha, the reason Chazal knew that there's a musik of a mevi veinu kaira is because the Torah mefurish said mevi veinu kaira. Reishis bikuri ad mascha tovi beis hashem alaykecha without breathing a word of Kriya. So says Ramei Simcha, that's how Chazal knew that there's a musig of Mevi Veinei Kaira. Aye, we know you have to be a roi labila. Zok Ramei Simcha, this is where the Rishonim came up and they said that if Mei Kaira, you were not shayach the Kriya. So then you're going to bring Bikurim per the parasha of Rishonim's Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. But if Mei Kaira, you were shayach the Kriya and now you got botched up, that means Mei Kaira, you were already subject to the parasha of Kisavai. So now you don't fall into parashas Mishpatim, parashas Kisisa. You have a problem, and that's where you have the halach of kol shein roi labila bila makevis play. But the reason over here Chazal were more liberal with the way they define kol roi labila kol shein roi labila is because they're coming from a parsha in the Torah. Reishis bekuri ad moscha tavi beis hashem alekecha says Ramei Simcha. It's not a part of a parsha. Oh, refer to Kisavai to see the rest of the parasha. It's a parasha of Ifnei Atzmai. And in that parasha of Ifnei Atzmai, there's no mention, there's no reference of Mikra Bikurim. And if that's the case, state on the Torah, I said, oh, I'm Musig. So that parasha of an Amevi Veinu Kaira. That's how Chazal knew there's a Mevi Veinu Kaira. If there's a Musig of a Mevi Veinu Kaira, must be, we have to back into some Svara. What's the Svara? It's the Svara that Rishmam speaks out in our Sugya. It's in the Svara that the Rishonim talk about. Ramei Simcha says, take a look at the Mechilta. And Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk Gracious Bikuri Ad Moscha, and he says that if you look at the Mechilta and you understand how to learn the Mechilta, he said, I believe the Mechilta is saying this Vart. But at the bottom, this is the big Yisoy for Meir Simcha, that there's two parishes of Bikurim. There's the parasha in the beginning of Kisavai, this week's parasha, and then there's the Psukim Gracious Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. What's the Nafkamina? One is longer, the other is shorter, but there's a fundamental Nafkamina. In Parshas Kisavai, the Torah mentions the Mikri Bikurim. In Parshas Mishpatim Kisis, the Torah doesn't mention the Mikri Bikurim. And that was the Makar to Chazal to this idea of there being an concept of a mevi ve'enoy kaira.